Hey, this is Brian Jump. Welcome to the SAI Service Marketing Podcast. It is a beautiful late April afternoon. We are sitting here in airport code MSY. Who knows where that's at? Does anybody know that? Any of you frequent travelers, maybe you hail chasers, know where that airport is? Well, I won't make you search it or make your brain work too hard on this lazy Sunday. It is New Orleans, or as the locals call it, NOLA. Why are we here? We are here because we are in the thick of the college baseball season, and our youngest son plays college baseball. If you've been listening to our podcast, so we go to a good fair amount of his local games, or not local, I should say, but his home games. Not local to us SoCal natives, but nonetheless, it's not too bad. It's about a three-hour skip across the United States. It's usually better when it's not during the hail season and the weather is a little less bumpy. Take it from me, I've got some scars on my forearm from the wife digging in on some of those bumpy flights, but that's just the cost of doing business. But anywho, yeah, so we are getting ready to hopefully board our bird to head back to the LA airport here in about an hour. Recap on the baseball front, if anybody cares. LSU has won their last four straight, coming off something really bad. They were doing pretty poorly. Our son had a really nice outing. He's gone back-to-back weekends without allowing any runs, which has been good. Good to see him kind of catch his stride, pun intended. So, that's good. He's staying healthy. His team's winning games. It's great when that happens. Are they going to make the postseason? I don't know. We're kind of biting our lips on this one. We'll see what happens. But nonetheless, we're enjoying the ride while it lasts. So that's it. Other than that, today we're going to talk about, and this might sound weird. You're probably thinking, well, the old man's talking about his demo. I'm actually not. We're going to talk about the R word. And the R word is retirement. I was going to throw something else in there, but I cleaned it up. And I know. It sounds kind of weird. There's a group on Reddit called FIRE. And I forget what it stands for, but the RE part of FIRE is... I think it's financially independent, retire early, and it's a good read. I recommend if you have any aspirations, if you understand the most valuable currency in life, which I personally believe it's time. A lot of you would argue and say money is, but you know what? If you're making $1 billion a day, but you have zero free time, I would say you're poor. You're poor, at least in the realm of what I consider matters most, and that is time. So. I think the most wealthy people have enough money to live comfortably and do what they want to do, yet also have the time to do what they want. I mean, we're sitting here in New Orleans Airport, and if I didn't have the kind of job and the career that I've set forth, I wouldn't have this freedom. Imagine if I was a 9-to-5 or working some marketing job or something for some firm, I might get 2 weeks off a year. You know, and I can't tell you how many weeks I've taken off here in 2024. We're only, you know, a third of the way through the month. So, through the year, excuse me. So, as you get to hear the flight lady barking orders, yeah, we got a little bit of time left. But yeah, I want to talk about retiring early. I think that's something that everybody should be thinking about. I don't care if you're 20 or you're 40 or what, you know, anywhere in between, if you have kids. I think if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and vice versa. I think that it really is a good thing if you... Oh, some guy's running. He's going to barely make his flight here. That's good. I think it's important. Maybe you won't even retire full-time. Maybe you'll go part-time. Maybe you have kids and you're like, you know what? I'd like to be there for their middle school or high school years. I want to see any plays or their sports. I want to travel with them if they play soccer or whatever. I want to see all these. I want to volunteer in their class when they're young. And when they're in kindergarten or first grade, I want to help out the teacher and be there like I was from 8 to 9 or 9:30 and then start my work day. I did that probably 3 or 4 days a week when each one of my kids was in kindergarten. I was the only dad that did that. And like I said, some of you guys might be thinking, well, why the hell would you do that? Well, my kids got familiar with me. My teacher got familiar with their teacher got familiar with me. So it serves so many bonus opportunities. Number one, I can make sure that the teacher's doing their job, right? Nothing's like going going, hey, why are some kids not doing some bullshit to him? Like one of my kids, which you never know, right? With some evil little shitter sometimes that start really young. But now it was all good. No regrets. And I, once they got older, they didn't want us to be around as much. And that's when I would, I wouldn't spend as much time with the kids because they didn't care, you know. I even chased a little bit of hail, but not a whole lot. But they were much older at that point, like high school years. So retiring early. Let's talk about pros and cons. I got some notes here. Let me pull them up here real quick. Okay, obviously the pros is time. The con is going to be a reduction in potential money. Okay, obviously that's important. Okay. So you're going to have a budget. Everybody has a budget in life, for the most part. I mean, even the most wealthy of the wealthy, there's only so much they can buy, right? As far as the big stuff. You know, I'm going to buy a country or something. You know, you never know, but whatever. It's all relative, right? So, and then mindset. You know, if you're thinking about retiring or cutting down your work hours to spend more time to travel with your wife, maybe you want to go see Europe, or you want to buy a house in Greece or something and spend your summers there. I mean, the Europeans are so good about that. They take holidays, usually 3 months out of the year. Every European I've ever talked to who had a little bit of money, they travel every year and they go to the most amazing places. They're so much travel-centric than people from the States. And I don't know if it's just the setup of the European continent, but they'll go to Thailand, they'll go to, you know, here to the States and go do an Alaskan cruise. They're always gone months at a time. They're not gone 1 or 2 weeks. And you guys can understand something. And take it from the old man here barking into the microphone. You only have so much time. And you probably don't have as much time as you think you do. I will tell you that. I've had some close calls. I know a lot of people that have punched their tickets young and thought they had more time, and they're gone. And it's you know, and then what? You know, you're gone. I mean, I don't know. I just think you just need to carpe diem, seize the moment, live for the day, and within reason. You're not going to go blow out your family's bank account. I mean, I had a guy come learn PDR, and then he was on a year tour of the world by himself, drained his family's assets off the house, and just under the guise of being depressed. And I'm like, okay, well then how about just go see a doctor? Don't take off your entire family's, you know, their money or whatever. So it's just, I don't know, to each his own. I can't say what's right or wrong for that family or that dude, but he was a little mental, if you haven't already figured it out. Okay, so mindset, right? What are some things you guys could do? What could you do? What could I do to set in motion so you could stop working or work a lot less, right? Well, you have to have some way to pay your bills. Okay, getting the time. Yeah, you can get the time, but do you want to live on the street? Those guys have all the time in the world, but they don't have a lot of money. We're not talking about going that kind of way. Like I said, it's FIRE, financially independent, not FB, financially broke. It's not FBRE, right? So you have to have either a business that's giving you cash flow, and even if you sold it, you still have to have cash flow. You can't just, unless you have a lot of money that's going to be living off interest. And most people would agree that about 8% is about the highest safe interest return you're going to get on money and investments without being a little more risky. All right, so unless you're going to put, you know, $1 million, what is that, $80,000 a year? You know, if you're in getting 8% return on it, you know, that's $80,000 is not a lot of money. You know, you better be living outside of California, New York, or some of the more expensive places. Now, if you had $2 million, okay, it's 160 grand. If it's you and your wife and you're not paying for your kids, yeah, that's probably doable. Probably have a decent life at $160. You know, but I would say probably, at least me, for my lifestyle, I probably at least need to float 200 grand. Okay, so that's about 8,000, what is that, 10,000? No, it's more than that. It's like 15,000 a month, I think. So, you know, before taxes. And how do you do that? I think one of the easiest ways is rental income property. Sure, you could have a business that you're cashing out on and work part-time. I know some paintless dent guys that have dent shops that, like Don Cavanaugh, guy, I think he works one day a week, and he's probably netting out some pretty good money out of that, and he's got managers, and they're taking care of everything. So at the end of the day, he's probably having a pretty good life. He's probably traveling, seeing family, holidays, and all that fun stuff, but he's just not mired and just grinding, getting the grease in his face and all that of a business. You know, he's getting time to enjoy and do the things he wants to do. And like I said, maybe you love your job, and that's exactly where you want to be. Okay, great. There's nothing wrong with that. But do you have the independence and the freedom to jog left or go right or up or down or whatever and do whatever you want to do? Hey, you know what? I want to fly to Italy next Saturday. You know, I want to come out to California and go see Palm Springs and go sweat in the desert sunshine for a month. I want to go backpacking. I want to do this. Live your life, man. There's just so many things to do. And like I said, you know, it's tragic when I see some of these people that retire at 60 or 65 or 70. Then they just plant their asses on the couch. Partly, maybe they don't have the health. And everybody, if you ask them 20 years before they retire, hey, what are you going to do when you retire? Oh, man, I'm going to travel. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to Mexico. And then all of a sudden, they retire and they don't have their health. Why? Because they put it off. They could have had at least all those experiences as they're sitting on the couch watching Price is Right, Drew Carey or whatever. Hey, you know what? At least I had those experiences. Let's look through those photo albums and stuff. But if they put it off, banking on the fact that they were going to have their health later on, I say you do a lot of things you want to do now or near now. This is wisdom coming from the guy with the prophetic long freaking white beard. You can call me Gandalf Brian. But I truly believe that you need to carpe diem right now. Get off your proverbial ass, you know. Even if you've been doing lots of squats and you got it all firm and tight and shit and you're freaking doing deadlifts like a beast, get off it and get out and do what you really want to do. Because most people are not doing in life what they truly want to do. I have a friend that's technically retired when he was about, I think, 20, 21 due to family money. His sister took really good care of him. He has limits, he has budgets, but he wakes up and does what the F he wants to do every day, okay? Now, does he travel the world and live a lavish, extravagant lifestyle? No. But does he have a house that's paid for and food and everything he needs, including for his two daughters? Yep, he does. He does, and he's happy. He's happy as a clam. You know, he doesn't have a wrinkle. He doesn't have any stress. He's not sweating, nothing. Let's just call him Rex. And Rex, that's his real name, by the way. He is living his best life. And that's kind of what this should be, the title of this podcast. Live your best life. Have the freedom to travel, to do what you want to do tomorrow. You want to pick up guitar? You want to play violin? You want to join a little local band? Do it. You know? You want to go explore the ancient Inca ruins down in deep part of Mexico? Do it. You know? It's just, like I said, I mean, everybody thinks this is uncommon. It's not wisdom. Thinks that they're going to have tomorrow. And I'm telling you right now, as I look at my wife, and she's looking at those dark clouds out there, we may not have tomorrow. So if we don't, bookmark this episode. And hopefully somebody else can take over the podcast. All right, what else I got? Let me look at my notes here. We're about 13 minutes in. What are your guys' thoughts? What do you guys think about this? One thing I'll leave you with. I was one time at a baseball practice, and my older son was like 10. And I was hanging out talking to this guy. They're practicing. It's the fall ball season. They're practicing in a middle school, shitty, dirt-clod baseball field. And this guy's quite a bit older than the rest of his dads and moms hanging out waiting for their kids to be done with the practice. And I started chatting him up. And I was probably in my late 30s, early 40s. And this guy was probably pushing 60. And we were talking. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm retired. I don't work anymore. He's like, I decided to have kids late. I didn't have my two kids until I was in my 50s. And yeah, I'm not going to be around probably for grandkids, but I'm going to be around for raising them. And I don't have to stress. I don't have to work. I'm like, that's a different, I mean, very few people play their cards that way, right? But good for him. I mean, he's like, I don't care about the grandkids. I don't care about when they, I mean, yeah, I'd sure like to see them get married before I kick off. But I'm going to be there for all their school plays. I'm going to be for all their doctor visits, all the essentials. Until they're in their, you know, puberty teens, and they don't, you know, it's not cool to be around dad and mom anymore. And then I'll check out and do whatever I got to do. Maybe we'll travel or something. And I thought, man, what a cool strategy. It's different. You know, I think there's probably a happy medium. I think the happy medium is start a little younger. So maybe you can see the grandkids and stuff before you take your long dirt dive. But at the same time, you know, you're younger and you're doing more of the things you want to do in your youth. You know, your younger years, if you will, your 40s, let's say, maybe late 30s, maybe early 30s. Maybe you had kids in your early 20s, you know, and you can do that. But it's just, like I said, it's just a different way of a planet. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast. You know, I don't think a lot of people recognize the fact, or they just, it's the elephant in the room. They just don't want to look at it. But it's in your room right now. Look to your left. There's a big elephant right there. Christine just looked over. There's another, it's just a large person waiting to get on a plane. But there are true prophetic figurative elements, or elephants, and elements of those elephants that I think all of us, if we recognize, I think it gives us a different mindset and a different strategy to go through life, you know, and have your best life. And I think that's all I'm asking for you guys is I really want you all to have your best life. I want to have my best life. And I'm, you know, I wish somebody would have kind of give me a little more wisdom in my younger years. It's not too late, but I definitely, if I could have, I mean, anybody would buy back time right now if they could, you know, a little time machine. And I wish that I would have probably slowed down and not grinded so much, you know, especially in my 40s. My 30s weren't too bad because I was pretty hanging out with the wife and kids a lot more. Right now, I'm kind of starting to turn it back down again. It was crazy town from about 40 to 55, let's say. But you can make a lot of money, and you don't have to work hard. You just need to work smart and use leverage, which we've talked about. That's what this podcast is about, is people making money and good marketing, which will put you in motion so you don't have to kick ass. So anyway, that's all I got, guys. So here we are live in Louisiana. I'm watching people sit at the bar right now having cocktails at 11 a.m. There's a Starbucks over here. It's not too early for mimosa, mama. You can go ahead and have one if you want. But I appreciate you guys, man. Have yourself a great week. We'll be back in town. We aren't traveling for a little bit while after this. We're going to get down and grind. We got some Amazon vans we got to get kicking ass on. We got a complete paint job. A guy's dropping off tomorrow. We got some dent removals. We got all kinds of shizzle coming in. So it's, business has been good. This is how I can afford to do things and not have to always be there. I got good staff right now, knock on wood. And the marketing has been on point. So anyway. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Have yourself a fantastic week. Any comments and questions? If anybody doesn't agree with me or has a different take on it, I'd love to hear it. Love to hear it, man. Let's be polarizing. 949-302-3464. Feel free to text me. You can DM me. I've got some messages from some of you guys. I appreciate the comments on the podcast. It's something you guys relate to. A handful of people do that on a pretty consistent basis. I appreciate that. It gives me a little bit of spring in my step when I'm doing these episodes. So thank you so much for that. That's it. Don't forget that. Yeah, as far as DMing me, you can get me on our Instagram at DentcoPDR. That's it. We'll catch you next one. Bye-bye for now.